would you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay. Have you heard of lightwood?
Lightwood? That's lightwood. Kindling.
Is it the same thing to you? Mm-hmm. Or is it,
same thing.
Is there any difference?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay. And what do you call the black stuff that forms inside the chimney?
Yeah. Soot.
Okay. And after the fire has gone out, what do you have in the bottom?
Ashes.
Okay. And what is the thing that you're sitting in?
Chair.
And if several people were going to sit on something, they might sit on a...
Bench? They would sit on what?
In your living room, you might have a...
You'd have a sofa.
Okay. Do you have any other names for that?
Sofa.
Any old-fashioned
kinds? Lounge. Lounge.
Uh-huh.
That's what they used to call.
Oh, really?
Lounge.
Does that look differently?
No, it's the same thing.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call the thing that is in your bedroom and has drawers in it that you put your clothes in?
Dresser.
Okay. Now, are there any old-fashioned words for?
Bureau.
Okay. Would you still call it a bureau?
No, I hardly ever see that. Just say dresser.
Is a bureau different to you than a dresser?
Same thing.
Okay. And let's see. All the tables and chairs and sofa, what's the one word that you would use to call all of that?
But the table, chair, furniture.
Okay. And on your windows, you might have things like this to pull down to keep the light out?
Blind.
Okay.
Just pull one down the ceiling, broke it.
Okay, what if it didn't have the little slats? What would you call it?
Oh, shade.
Okay. Now, what would you call the little room off the bedroom that you hang your clothes up in?
A closet.
Okay, now, if you didn't have a built-in closet, what would you have?
A chiffonier, wardrobe, you know, some of them call them different things.
Chiffonier. Is a chiffonier and a wardrobe the same thing?
No, I don't think so. I think now this wardrobe and armor, I know they were called the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Chiffonier come a little later and it was made a little difference, but all the same thing. That's the same thing.
Okay, and what would you call the room at the very top of the house?
The top of the house? Yeah. Upstairs?
Yeah, the room where you might keep things in.
Attic.
Okay. And the room that you cook in?
Kitchen.
Okay. And what do you call the little room off of the kitchen that you might store canned goods and things like that?
A pantry.
Okay. And what would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're going to throw away?
Oh, junk, I reckon.
Okay. do you have any other words?
Old things, what you can throw away.
Yeah. Besides junk, you might.
Junk or rubbish. This is what we call them. Things you can throw away.
Mm-hmm.
Trash.
Okay. What would you call a room that's used to just keep odds and ends in?
Utility.
Okay. Now, if a room is very messy, every day you might say a woman has to do something to the room. You'd say she...
Oh, to touch, a woman's touch, to clean the room.
Yeah, she cleans the room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what would you sweep with?
A broom.
Okay. Now, if a broom was in a corner and a door was open, where would you say the broom is compared to the door?
Behind the door.
Mm-hmm. And years ago on Monday, women usually did their...
Wash.
Mm-hmm. And then washing and...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what would you call both washing and ironing together?